Since 2008, the number of children across the state entering foster care due to parental substance misuse has risen by 50%. Child advocacy organization NC Child has released a report that ties this phenomenon to the rise of opioid addiction rates and overdose deaths. The organization's research director, Whitney Tucker, wrote the report.
There have always been kids who have been going into care due to parental substance misuse, largely because a lot of parents can't afford treatment, and a lot of people in this state are struggling financially, right? And households don't have that sort of economic stability that they need for parents to really be able to reach out and find a resource whenever they need one. With that said, the opioid epidemic in particular is having a really hard effect on the state in recent years due to a rise in the availability of cheap heroin and fentanyl.
To reduce the number of children going into foster care due to parental substance misuse, Tucker recommends making it easier for adults to get treatment. She says her organization supports a bipartisan General Assembly bill to expand Medicaid coverage statewide.
Kentucky saw a 700% increase in Medicaid beneficiaries using substance use treatment services after they expanded eligibility. And nationally, expanding Medicaid is estimated to have reduced the unmet need for substance use treatment by as much as 18%. So we know that if the coverage is available, that adults are likely to use it, right? And to be able to treat their substance use disorder because they are able to afford it.
A bipartisan House bill in the General Assembly would establish a Medicaid-funded health insurance program called Carolina Cares. That plan would provide insurance for residents whose incomes are 133% of the federal poverty level or less. If lawmakers don't pass that bill before the current session ends, it would delay legislation to expand Medicaid until next year. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.